From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Residents from CSJP communities across the island were out in full force, volunteering their services on Labor Day, May 23. They worked on schools, police posts, post offices, and multipurpose centers in their communities. Today, we present a roundup of some of the activities. Over in Gale St. Mary, the Tacky High School was the focus of Labor Day activities. 3 weeks prior to Labor Day, thieves broke into the school and started a fire which damaged an administrative block and disrupted classes. As we'll hear from the school's principal, Errol Basco, hundreds of persons from the community, the private sector, and even students from Kingston College made the trip to the St. Mary's School to assist.
We did some amount of tree planting and landscaping. We painted every single classroom on the plant of Tacky High School. We also did some power washing to some bathroom and corridors and the burnt out area. We did some amount of flying. We managed to galvanize over 700 participants. And when the rain came at 20 minutes past 3, we had completed at that early hour over 80% of the work we had planned for the day. It was a very productive day. We appreciate it immensely and we want to say thanks to all those who came out and assisted us in our downtime.
Back in the corporate area, residents of Seaview Gardens in St. Andrew were also out in their community, working on a number of projects. President of the Seaview Gardens Community Development Committee, Corinne Dennis, has more.
There are 3 major activities to spruce up the front of the station. They did a bit of painting, they did a bit of gardening, so to speak. And a group from Phase 2 refurbished a bus shed. And they also spearheaded a cleanup campaign at the very front of the scheme on Chesterfield.
Here's what happened in Almond Town in Kingston.
Our Labor Day project for 2014 are mobilizing the residents to do something around their own yard and to uplift their street. We also assisted with the painting of the Almond Town post office. Very encourage citizens to go out and volunteer. Our community officer was in the community with us several meetings sensitizing the citizens on what was taking place on Labor Day.
Tamara Reynolds, president of the Combined Districts of Kingston 4 Benevolent Society. And the Labor Day activities in Parade Gardens centered on the newly upgraded community center. Secretary of the Parade Gardens Benevolent Society, Melissa Thompson, says over 40 persons turned out at the center to help with beautification activities.
Basically, what we did was a cleanup of the ground area. We had persons who were doing painting of the outside wall, which we intend to put a mural on. We also did an overall cleanup of the building itself. Persons were washing the tiles, washing the windows, and so on. CSJP assisted us with manpower. We had support from our community action officer, Ms. Mark, was very helpful throughout the day, and we're very thankful to them for all that they have assisted us with.
Melissa Thompson, Secretary of the Parade Gardens Benevolent Society. That's it for this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.